This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McKee. A former Minneapolis, Minnesota police officer involved in the death of a black motorist George Floyd has been charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter. The officer, Derek Chauvin, was announced on Floyd's neck for about 8 minutes as the man was pleading that he could not breathe. 46-year-old Floyd went unconscious and later died after the incident. The Hennepin County attorney, Michael Freeman, says more charges are possible. Chauvin and the other three officers were fired in Minnesota after Floyd died. Floyd's death has led to multiple nights of violent protests, including the burning of a police station in Minneapolis Thursday night. The Minnesota governor, Tim Walz, called for an end to the violent protests and said he expected swift justice for the officers involved. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol says it dispatched a drone to Minneapolis following the 3 nights of violent protests there, but ended up sending it back to its base because the unmanned aerial vehicle was not needed. The agency, which typically patrols the nation's border and ports of entry, said the drone was going to provide live video to assist law enforcement in Minneapolis as they respond to protests that have left dozens of stores burned and looted. A CBP statement issued Friday says a drone would have provided situational awareness to local law enforcement. It said it routinely conducts such operations, if needed, to help other agencies during natural disasters or other incidents. The number of deaths globally from COVID-19 is approximately 365,000, and in the U.S. the figure approaches 103,000. The number of confirmed infections globally approaches